that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, sometime I'm
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. And I am your host, John Stettmiller, along with my co-host, James Martinez, out there on the left coast. Good afternoon, James.
Hey, good afternoon, good afternoon. How's everybody doing today? Hello?
Yeah, we're all here. Very interesting. I want to talk about that. I got to talk about this today.
I got some news for you over here that I can't wait to tell you.
Okay, well then I'll tell you what. You go first because I just love good news. It sounds like
it's not. It's sad news, but it's important news. And I was told last night, and then I followed up today with a couple people that I spoke to, and I got a call early this morning from somebody in California that listens to this show, and found out that a woman, it was announced on the radio in Southern California, poured gasoline all over her body, threw herself in the car, lit herself on fire, commit suicide over credit card debt. It was on the news yesterday on the radio. And I heard that, and for those of the people that are listening to this, and including, I'm talking to you in your face, your banks, and collection agencies, and lawyers, and all of you that are involved with this, eventually, this is going to get so big that these body bags are probably going to end up on your desk from the families of this. And then a couple hours later, I got a call from a gentleman that is living on the East Coast, really nice guy. And I was discussing with him, you know, resolving some issues that he needed to take care of. And his father passed away, and the brains and brilliance of the banking industry yet again by some six-string moron that's probably got a law degree from night school decided to sue this guy and mix it up with his father, who passed away 6 years ago, by the way. So the genius law firm decided to serve the relative on a debt that has already reached the statute of limitations anyway, served him, put a lien on him, and now he's stuck with that, with something that didn't even investigate right. So the reason I'm saying this is because we're not joking around on here. I'm telling you this is a huge, huge issue, and I got some other calls regarding it yesterday, and I wanted to let everybody know that there is an answer to resolving this. And for those of you that are dealing with this credit card industry day by day, which all of you are on some level, that there is a way out, and I will get into that later on. But I wanted to let everybody know right at the top of the hour that this is getting very serious when people start dying and committing suicide and threatening and doing everything else.
Well, in that movie Maxed Out, there were and this is why it was so sad to me. Just as you said that, you know, you heard the report that a woman had set herself on fire using gasoline. In the movie Maxed Out, there were several people in that video that the parents were being interviewed, husbands, wives, whatever. And you didn't know it when you were watching the movie, but that's exactly what their loved ones had done. Over credit card debt, had committed suicide. Folks, it isn't worth it. These banksters aren't worth it. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. John Stettmiller, James Martinez. It is Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I want to make a couple of announcements here. Hopefully by tomorrow's show, James, we will have our own blog set up so we can take questions via the internet.
Great.
And also your 800 number that we're installing, and rather than have a toll number for people or inquiries on the elimination of your credit card debt, any questions about that, you'll be able to use a toll-free. And I'm also talking to my webmaster, and we're creating a separate web page for cash flow. So there's a lot of work being done over here. And, folks, I'll tell you what, as I was saying before the break, James, that when I watched the movie Maxed Out, which the director admitted when I had him on the program last, I think it was Thursday, that he initially started out making this documentary movie and to do it with a lighter note. But as he got into the body of the evidence and the pain and the suffering that people were going through, that movie took a dramatic turn. And I have no doubt that the higher power's hand was on his shoulder guiding him, because I'll tell you what, it was an extremely powerful and not lengthy. It was only, 80 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
But when you started watching that movie, you didn't know what you were going to see. And as I started watching the movie, I'm 5-10 minutes into it. There's information I didn't hear. There was some information and I knew. And then during the course of this movie, you were seeing women, and you didn't know what the connection was, except that they were talking about credit cards and stuff like that. And there more information would be put forth in the documentary, and then it would jump back to the people that were being interviewed throughout this movie. And what you discovered was that the reason why those people were there is because they had lost loved ones to suicide over credit card debt. Folks, I'm going to be a little tongue-in-cheek about this, but I would prefer you. Now I won't even say that. I'll just say this: rather than turning your anger inward, getting depressed, having thoughts of suicide. Okay, if you want to blame yourself, you want to put yourself on a guilt trip. Maybe you've been a little sloppy with your credit card spending. Maybe you have not. Maybe this is the only way that you knew how to survive. Here's the bottom line. You've got a problem right now, and you've got to deal with it. And with a lot of people, James, and this enters into the psychology aspect of this, a lot of people, A, do not want to admit that they have a problem.
Right.
Okay, they're strong individuals. They have handled adversities throughout their life, and they've done pretty well with dealing with them. But all of this is not your fault. I'm going to tell
Correct.
You what. I'm going to tell you what, folks. For the more inclined out there to be spiritual, okay, the good Bible says that, you know, the Lord will forgive you anything. Okay, here's something else you have to do. God might have forgiven you, but you've got to forgive yourself as well. Past mistakes are in the past. That's why they call them past mistakes. Get your life back on track. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Do not feel powerless. There is something you can do to take control of your own life, and it is within your grasp. Don't grasp for the gasoline can. Don't grab for the six-shooter to blow your brains out, because people are going to miss you. They're not going to say... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And your families and your friends. And I would tell you, anybody that is like at that particular point, this is not like the suicide hotline or anything, but I will tell you that I have spoken to a couple of those people at that point in the past, and probably within about 20 minutes, their whole perception of the issue was completely altered. I spoke to somebody yesterday that it was referred to me from somebody else that I dealt with a long time ago, and it was a woman, and the depression and guilt,
yes,
mostly be from collection agencies and law firms. When what they're doing, and I will explain this to all of you, is law firms and collection agencies do not want to follow due process. They rather intimidate you, harass you, because it's easier, because they feel psychologically the pain and guilt of that is easier than to actually follow through, and if they have to sue you or do whatever they need to do, which actually binds them, because every time they make a step forward, whether it's on paper, that paper binds them. So they better do it right. So what they do is they call you up, harass you, call you and send you letters and threat, and it's by design, because they don't want to go to court. They'd rather you get scared enough and just start paying them. That's why they're in the collection game in the first place, especially the lawyers that deal with that. So if that is occurring to you right now, understand it's a tactical maneuver based upon the social conditioning that you've had to this point in your education having to do with that particular subject matter.
And keep in mind also that these credit card companies have to date sold over $100 billion to third-party collection agencies. Many of these people, folks, let's face it, we're awash with lawyers in this country. We got more lawyers in law schools across this country right now getting ready to come out with their little certificates to go rape and rob and pillage out there than are actually practicing right now inside the United States. And forgive me if I get this wrong, but I think there is a lawyer for every 100 people or something like that in this country. Suffice it to say, there's going to be a lot more lawyers out there with nothing to do. They're sitting around. They can't chase ambulances. They can't do a lot of things. So what a lot of these attorneys are doing is buying up this debt, okay,
right,
from the credit card companies, and they're generating letters to you with a lawyer's name on it, threatening you with every imaginable thing that they think that they can do. Now, understand this, that when the credit card companies sold this debt off, they've already written it off at their company. Okay, they've already written it off. Now, when it goes to these people and they're harassing you on the phone, first of all, a lot of states out there have provisions that you can't have creditors or bill collectors calling you up and harassing you all the time. That is a no-no. If there is a debt to be collected, they take you to court or whatever the case may be, but they can't harass you. And I'll tell you, going back to this movie Maxed Out, I'm going to watch this thing again tonight. I've watched it twice already, but I'm going to go in and watch it again. Because there are people that were buying this sort of debt on the phones, and they don't care. Now, did this woman get that poured gasoline on herself? I wonder where she even got the cost for the gasoline, because that's out of sight. But the woman burned herself in her car, and I'm wondering if she didn't get phone calls from these harassing people trying to play debt collector and pick up their percentage of this debt. Now,
well, it's interesting that the lady told me this as well. I said, it's interesting that you called me about that because she wanted to make a statement by doing that. And she wasn't just going to keel over in her bedroom and do it that way. She wanted to make a statement having to do with this particular issue. And I said, you know, well, that particular transmission made it to me, made it to you, made it on here so everybody can hear and understand that for all of you that are going through the frustration and anxiety and total fear, that you can end that right now and you can set your sights on new beginning, a new financial future, and get right in their face and switch it around and start telling them what to do instead of the other way around.
Folks, I think we all know what it is. We carry a heavy burden here at this network to pay the cost of running this network every month. And if I were to adopt the attitude that I couldn't stand the pressure anymore, because I know one thing, this network is going to be needed. It's needed now, but it's going to be needed way more in the future than it is right now, because people are still walking out there with their self-made illusions that they're okay. You know, even though that they're sitting in their large houses, their mortgage payment, their car payments, this payment, that payment, kids' tuition, got to buy groceries, got to buy food, got to pay taxes, got to do this, got to do that. You may be running as fast as you can in that little rat mill right now. And you might tell yourself that, well, I'm okay for right now. My bills are at least being paid right now. Folks, what we are telling you here, and we stay up on the markets, we stay up on the economic conditions that are happening in this country and what's affecting things around the world, we already know. Look, folks, let me just be honest here for a second. Let me just speak plainly to you. We're not doing this program to get rich. I'm going to tell you something. This gentleman that came to me, that you're listening to right now, James Martinez, he came to me with this. We were initially advertising NAES, the North American financial thing. And it was just commercials playing. I interviewed one of the gentlemen that was involved in the company, and he got a few phone calls. Well, just doing an interview over something like this is not going to get people to get off of that spot. And we've gone through the reasons why people are not, either they're not knowledgeable that there are other courses of action out there, they think that it's somehow immoral or illegal or something like that. It is none of these things. What has been done to you through the credit card system in this country, I can't even come up with an adjective of how evil this is. I'm going to tell you something. Today on CNBC, I'm sitting there and I'm watching the hearings, the financial committee hearings in Washington, D.C. Who was up? Ben Bernanke. They were questioning him about what was going on with the banks and this, that, and the other. Well, they rolled around to Ron Paul. Ron Paul has already publicly stated during the Republican debates is the Federal Reserve needs to be done away with. Now, why would a politician, and I use that term loosely because I consider Ron Paul to be a statesman because why? He pays attention to the Constitution. The trick bag that you've all been put in here is that somehow somebody from a political party is going to be your savior because he looks good, or he combs his hair right, or he makes the right statements, or he carries himself well. Let me tell you something here, folks. It makes no difference if they're Democrat or Republican. They're all playing the same game, and they're all playing the same tune. Ron Paul went after Bernanke, and Bernanke is sitting there with his chin on his palm, propped up head like a bored school child in school, and Ron Paul is talking directly to him. A little bit more on the Ron Paul encounter with Ben Bernanke because Ron Paul has been right on mark about the financial situation in this country. Why do you think this congressman is on the financial committee in Washington? We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
At any rate, I'm watching Ben Bernanke up in front of the financial banking committees, or the financial committees in Washington, and he is sitting there, and he already knows Ron Paul's position on the Federal Reserve, on the IRS, and he's sitting there with his chin in his palm of his hand like the boy in the school that's bored out of his mind. And that told me a lot. Here is a congressman that is trying to follow the Constitution. You see, folks, this is the trick bag that they have us all in, that somehow that the Republicans screwed things up and the Democrats are going to save it. Or if we have a Democratic president, they screwed it up and the Republicans are going to save us. Let me tell you the art of politics. The art of politics is doing one thing almost in entirety, and that is ignoring the Constitution or law. There was a reason why that document was written. And it covers such things as banking. It covers such things as taxes. It covers such things as not allowing what you've seen out there in the financial markets to happen. Do you understand this? Even the corporations, which are part of an unholy triad here in this country, even the corporations won't jump on board with a fair money, a strong dollar. You know how you get a strong dollar? It's backed by gold or silver. That's how you get a strong dollar, because it doesn't fluctuate. People know today what it's going to be worth next month or next year or 10 years from now or 100 years from now. What you're seeing is, yes, a lot of corporate greed. What you're seeing now is a lot of Wall Street greed. You're seeing a lot of banking greed going on. And it's the uninitiated and the uninformed, and they don't spend a whole heck of a lot of time telling you the nitty-gritty and the facts. I want to know, before I go into the arena, what the rules of the game are. If I am not well-armed, I am not well-trained, I'm not well-informed, guess what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get my head cut off. And this is the position that millions of Americans are in today, right now. And they don't know that there's any solutions to their problems.
That's right.
James, I'll tell you what, I'm pacing around this place during a break like an expectant father.
And I understand.
And I am just so upset and angry. This is my country, damn it. This is my country that they're messing with.
Right.
That they're trying to destroy. Go ahead.
And more news, just off, I just found this out. I spoke to a producer before we went on the air today that there's now another movie that has come out about the credit card industry. And I'm trying to sort them out to get the director on here regarding this matter. So that's not one movie that's covered the whole thing from top to bottom. Now there's another movie coming out having to do with this. So, which means that obviously the second director realized that there's even more information that the public needs to know about and needs to see. So I'm working on that right now. And also, here's another thing that I wanted to let everybody know too. I was recently having to do, I was talking to an attorney having to do something completely different. And everybody knows when you have attorney client privilege and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm talking, he goes, well, what do you do? And da, da, da. And I said, well, I help consumers with, credit card debt. And eliminating that and doing that. And of course he goes, well, oh, really? Oh, he got all excited about that. And he says, well, I've got a client that's got about $350,000 and I'm doing this right now. I'm doing this from blah, blah, blah. I said, so what's your client like? He says, well, he's gone through a major medical problem, divorce, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, oh, okay. So what is it that you, the lawyer, are doing for him?
Uh-oh.
And he goes, I said, why are you asking me, when I am paying you, what to do with your client? And if you don't know what to do with your client who has those problems, why are you taking his money?
Yeah.
And you know damn well that he could settle those debts on his own and he doesn't need you. And you are taking money from him of which, I mean, obviously he's having big problems. And you're charging him based upon – and the attorney goes, well, you seem awfully upset about it. And I said, yeah, because you are the problem. You. Because you're riding on his back while this guy is going down. And you know damn well that you could probably tell him what to do exactly and how to handle that. And you're abusing him. And he got really bent out of shape. He goes, well, I don't think we can do business together. I said, yeah, I don't want to do business with you ever. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you calling me back. And go away. That was it. And because this is how a lot of these attorneys are working with people and abusing them.
And it's never going to stop. If there's a dime to be chased out there, somebody's going to try to grab it. Because, I mean, it's just human nature that, well, we all got to make a living. And not to be too hard on lawyers, I appreciate lawyers for drawing up contracts. You know, because there's a lot of loopholes.
No, there's great lawyers. There's great lawyers.
Great.
A lot of them. This guy just happens to work in the debt industry, the credit card stuff, and I've yet to find an attorney that has more than 58 brain cells and has any degree of integrity to think, go, wait a minute, this is a bigger problem, and I am aiding to the problem by doing what I am doing. Can I stand up a couple steps and do something better than what I'm doing instead of ripping off people?
And with the knowledge of the law that he has, if he was really working for his client's best interest, he would be working to eliminate that person's problems legally and rather than playing within the system, because when you got that bar card, you don't make too many waves out there, because eventually somebody's going to come along and say, you know what, boy? you might be sanctioned, or we might lift your license, or we might go after you legally and force you to lose your license.
Folks, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side with cash flow right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
What fascinates me, James, is that when we have a Ben Bernanke in front of politicians, and I saw the dancing going on, and it was like watching Alan Greenspan.
Exactly.
And droning on endlessly, staring at that dog-faced boy and absolutely hearing nothing out of them. And I was watching Bernanke today with his arrogance. And understand something, ladies and gentlemen, that... what goes to the root of the real problems here in this country is the banking, and it's privately owned corporation. If you read your Constitution, it was our Congress was to set measure and weights. In other words, they were to determine what that dollar was worth, and it was to be backed by gold and silver. Now, we had a good run in this country prior to 1913 of last century, before they claimed that, oh, there were too many problems in the banking industry and we needed to consolidate and we needed to have a Federal Reserve. What most people didn't realize when that happened, that the control of our economy, our own life's blood, our own exchange of medium inside his country, was taken over by foreigners with a private concern that their only concern was making profit. Now, having said that, if we were on a gold and silver-backed dollar in this country, you would not have seen the explosive growth that you saw. They like to call the Fed Reserve System the expandable money supply, that they can expand it when needed, and people can borrow and they can build businesses, and corporations can make loans to build more business and hire more people and keep the economy going. The problem with that is that when you have that boom, you almost have to have a cyclical downturn to draw the excess liquidity out of those markets, bring it back in to hold down inflation and so on and so forth. Well, you would not have had the explosive growth that we have seen in this country since, say, just World War II without that expandable or easy credit or that money that can be borrowed. Now, having said that, businesses out there might not be maybe 25% of the businesses as you see now in this country. But the businesses that were here, that were selling a product or a service, it would have been solid, and they would have entered into a competitive market. If they had Joe Blow across the street doing the same kind of business that they were, then that behooved the one business to make sure that their ducks were in order, that they provided the best product or service or whatever it was. Competition in that market weeds out the weaker ones, and the stronger are there with a good product or service. That's its own market correction there. But when you have this expandable money supply and liquidity flying all over the place, and people can just scoop it up and start and build and do whatever they want, there are failures within that market. It is not a fair competitive market. And, of course, as I said, you have to have that drawdown, hence your boom and bust cycles, that they'll tell you on Wall Street, oh, that's just part of the economy. Don't worry. When we have a lull, don't worry. We'll just regroup and we'll come back up and everybody will make money and everybody will be happy. That's not the case, folks. The dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. Why did that happen? It was because of that fiat currency that's out there, and in direct correlation with the credit and the banks out there with the credit card debt that we are all awash in these cycle down modes that we're in, people have to rely, if they've taken all the equity out of their houses to survive or do whatever, the only thing they got left is that credit card. Okay? And that's where people are in trouble right now, because as the economy continues to spiral down, less jobs out there, less jobs opportunities, commodity prices are going up, everybody is being squeezed, and it is the very people that made all these people all their wealth are the ones that are being squeezed right now. You want to talk about biting the hand that fed you? This is the classic Wikipedia definition of that.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely.
I mean, and a lot of people don't understand how the financial stuff really, really works.
No, but it's new news to them.
But they're feeling the pinch of it.
Oh, yeah.
They're feeling the squeeze right now. And I cannot shake, James, your report at the top of this program about this woman committing suicide. I mean, folks, gosh, there's a million and one reasons why people get depressed. I mean, it could be that they're going through midlife crisis. It could be that they believed Madison Avenue. If you bought this product, you know, you could get rid of your gray hair and your wrinkles, and you'll be looking, you know, like you're 25 years old when you die of old age. You may be depressed over that. You may be depressed because you've been recently divorced, or the love of your life, you've not been able to consummate that, and what you perceive as eternal happiness with a life mate here has slipped by you. You know, there's a million and one reasons why people get depressed. But the most daunting and the most haunting of these problems is financial. This is the one thing that's responsible for most of the divorces in this country.
That's 50%
rate or better, and I guarantee you that rate's going to go up. Everything that's negative is going up. Everything that's positive is going down. And for God's sakes, folks, and I'm begging and pleading with you, before you consider doing, and I'm not going to call it stupid, because in your own mind you might have yourself convinced that this is the only way out. This is the only way that I can save face. I'm going to save myself embarrassment or my family or whatever. Let me tell you something. Insurance companies don't pay off on life insurance premiums if you off yourself. And even in that movie Maxed Out, a woman that her husband had some credit problems. It came to roost with her because she was married to him, and she was literally having to clean out her house because her house was being repossessed, and she was in tears, and she actually said that I'd considered running a stop sign or a stoplight and trying to kill myself so my insurance company would pay off and at least I could retire some debts. Now, folks,
isn't that crazy thinking? That just amazes me.
Well,
I know there's a lot of that's out there. I know a lot of people are thinking that.
It's not in their minds, though. It's not crazy that at that point in time, in their own muddled thinking, that becomes a viable solution.
Right.
If you talk to anybody that's ever contemplated suicide at that point in time. And obviously, if you're having a conversation with them about their past depressions, well, then they didn't carry through with it. And a lot of times that's just an empty threat when you hear somebody say, well, I'll just commit suicide. You know, you're supposed to feel sorry for them. That's their ultimate cry for help. But a lot of these people convince themselves that this is the way to go. You know, I've got to get out of this, and this is the only way that I see out. Reference back to what James said earlier about conversations he's been having with people after 15, 20 minutes. Guess what thought has run out of their head? Gee, you mean I don't have to come kill myself? They may not have verbalized it, but they're thinking it. Folks, my God, please don't do that.
This type of act, years ago I heard a lot of the stories, but for years that I've heard AIDS and things related in the credit card industry, and
James,
partially
James,
a result.
James, yeah. Let me interrupt you here. Do you have any programs running on your computer right now?
No.
Because we're getting a little...
Mission cometh the wrong?
Yeah, it's getting a little squeezed in the bandwidth. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to reconnect with you. Okay, so let me drop you off here for a minute and reconnect. Okay? I guess he's already done that. Okay, great. He doesn't waste any time. Folks, you need to really talk to, and I'm going to tread water here for a second until he reconnects. You really need to talk to this guy. NAES has been in business for a long time, got rid of millions and millions and millions. I think it's up to $500 million by now of credit card debt. And I'm doing this not to get rich off of this because my end of this deal is pretty small. I'm doing this because I really give a damn. Because this network has always been about solutions, and this problem is specifically about, we know that the problem is going to get humongous out there in the marketplace with the people out there that are saddled with this debt, that have absolutely no idea that there's any other way to do this. And that is my primary function and reason for doing this program. And we hope to carry this thing nationally, because you sitting out there right now thinking, yeah, I've got credit card debt and I don't know what to do with it, multiply that by millions, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people out there are in the same boat, if not as bad as you are right now, even worse. James?
Yes.
What is the worst scenario that you personally talked to somebody on credit card debt? What was the worst scenario?
Meaning worst scenario of their personal life or how much they had?
Well, either or combined.
Well, I've had guys come in with $350,000 of credit card debt. I've had students come in with like 7 to 10, and they felt like it was $1 million. It's all been relative. But the thing is once they know that there's a viable solution, that it's worth the sacrifice, because they'll come in not only learning how to deal with it, but they'll have a resolution to get out of it, and or if they want to settle it for something worthwhile other than the totally insane settlement offers that most credit card companies come in with. For instance, some credit card companies go, oh, you have a problem, you know, we're going to help you out. We'd like to settle for 70% of the balance on your credit card debt. And you go, oh, all right, well, you're going to help me out, okay? But we want all that up in one lump sum, and we want it in a week. That's how they make their settlement issues. So I'm saying that when a person joins this program, it's a learning school. You are going to be nestled with extremely experienced operators that have been around this for a long time, that you get email support, you get phone support, you get conference calls, you have the ability to interact with somebody. You're going to be on the phone in group settings with sometimes 30 people, all of which are going through the same thing you are, getting the same letters, getting the same harassment in some cases, and it is a group dynamic so that you can take a step-by-step action and get out of it and start thinking about better things in life and building your future and having better times.
or just thinking about life in general and not death.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and let me ask you, because I'd never discussed with you on air or off air this particular case with a guy who was saddled with $350,000 in credit card debt. How did this thing turn out for the gentleman?
He got rid of 80% of it. He got sued three times. He won two cases. He settled one. This was about 5 years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an Asian businessman that his whole family had grown up in this country. And he went through it. And he couldn't believe it worked, actually. But it was worthwhile because at that particular point, that guy didn't have much of a choice. So
yeah. I don't have a calcapuker in front of me. What's 80% of 350,000?
A lot.
A lot.
I don't have a calculator in front of me either. So for the mathematicians that are listening, and that was 80% of now. If you start, because geniuses that the bankers are, when they know you're in trouble is when they make the most money, because then they're attaching late fees, penalties, double the interest on your principal. So that when they know you're in trouble, then they're really going to make a lot of money, because then before you know it, your statement almost goes up sometimes 15-20% of originally what it was. So they know you're in trouble. Then at that point, so when you, if you come in and you stop at, you know, say it's $100,000, and you're stuck there, then they know that they're really doing good business, because then they know they're going to be able to, when you can't pay it, you're going to have to settle it. They're going to sue you. That's how they think, the bankers.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I hear all the stuff about we're passing this law and we're passing this law and Congress is doing this and all this stuff. And I saw the clips on Maxed Out and stuff. There's never been a law ever been made that stopped anybody from doing anything, ever. There are guidelines to consciousness, and people are supposed to follow them, and hopefully everybody does to make the world a better place. But the banks do not. They do not. And when you make a mistake, they charge you for it way out of control, and you pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, they damage you, whether it's on your credit report or whatever. And that isn't right. So for you, an individual consumer out there, to fight back, you need to get yourself into a situation where you can assert yourself on them and start telling them what to do. That's the big shift that happens.
This woman that committed suicide, was she in Southern California?
Yes.
Well, here's a story for you. Foreclosures countrywide jumped 80% in August. There were nearly 4,900 San Diego County foreclosures, and I'm talking about San Diego County, 4,900. Foreclosures, their filings just in August alone. That was an 80% increase from the previous month. Just the previous
80%.
Month. And for the first several waves of mortgage failures anticipated by real estate analysts. And what this gentleman from the Irving-based Realty Track says, what we are seeing in San Diego, we're seeing across the Southern California region, an increased number of bank repossessions. And he's the vice, Rick Sharga, he's the vice president of marketing for that urban-based Reality Track. They go on to say that that will be important to watch, because there will be at least two or three more waves of subprime adjustable loans due to reset in the next 15 months. If real estate conditions don't change, each of those could deliver another spike in foreclosure activity. San Diego County recorded 4,845 foreclosure filings in August, a year-over-year increase of 247%.
Wonder what that's from, huh?
Yeah, well, Sharga said, given that that is twice the national increase, it seems to indicate that the region is not performing as well as other parts of the country. Duh. Nationwide, Reality Track reported 243,947 foreclosure filings in August, an increase of 36% from July, and 115% increase nationwide from August of 2006. Now, they give an example here. In Chula Vista, Patricia, and I do believe her name is pronounced Angulano, 42, has fallen 3 months behind on her mortgage of her three-bedroom house. Well, what does she do out of that three-bedroom house? She operates a daycare center. The single mother lives there with her three children and a granddaughter. Now, this woman said yesterday that she wasn't told how much her mortgage payments would rise when she refinanced her home loans and took out an equity line of credit. This was back in April of 2006. She says that her payments have increased from $1,200 to $3,800 a month and that she now faces foreclosure. She says, I feel deceived, although through an interpreter, the woman says, I feel guilty for not being more knowledgeable, but this is not just something that is happening to me. I want to see justice and people protected from this happening in the future. Now, her mortgage rate increased to $3,800 a month. I can bet you she is up to her eyeballs in credit card debt right now. Now, could she buy herself some time to figure out her financial problems, move into a different house, different location, or whatever? Does she have time to breathe right now? No, because she's also paying credit card debt, which is preventing her from even making that mortgage payment. And it gives no people any time to breathe. Phone starts ringing. Collectors are harassing you. You're feeling worse. I don't see anybody operating in peak optimum mode when they're being pressed like a grape in a grape press. When you're getting ready to bust, it is not conducive to creative thinking and living life and trying to get through bad times. It just doesn't. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to close out this edition of Cash Flow.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All a confidence game, folks. You know what a
exactly.
You know what a confidence game is. That somebody has just the screaming deal of the century, and well, everybody likes to buy, but nobody likes to be sold. But they like to buy, and we have been a nation of buyers and consumers, and we've been living in a reality that's been created for us through the medias, through Wall Street, through the marketing companies, through everything. And we're losing sight as to what we are. I mean, you've heard the often used, those that end up with the most toys at the end when they die wins. Well, yeah, I guess if that's your measure of success, to gather as much stuff, and I like what George Carlin did one time on a comedy routine about stuff. When you have stuff, you want to acquire more, so where are you going to keep your stuff? You got to buy a bigger house to put your stuff in, and well, it's just stuff. We accumulate. We gather unto ourselves. And to live that type of lifestyle with the banking system and the debt money system and the credit system that we have, a lot of people are going down the tubes trying, and again, this is perceptions out there, how they perceive their life should be, at what station and how much they own and where they live and all this other stuff. Well, the financial curtain has been pulled back, and the only thing you're looking at is now the deep, dark abyss. And you have an opportunity now, right now, to make a change, because you see it coming, and you're thinking, well, there's not much I can do about the economy out there. No, there's a lot we can do about your economy, how you handle your financial affairs. And, James, tell them exactly how they can get through to you, what you can do for them. Email the whole nine yards.
Okay, to reach me, please do so directly at 310-201-6536, or you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. If you email me, if you would, please give me a telephone number and describe to me exactly what type of credit cards, what type of debt issues are causing you so much problems, so I can respond efficiently, because I need to know specifics so I can know exactly the best route to handle your situation. And just give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you. All the information is confidential, and I'd be happy to go through that with you.
All right. You sent me a message here. Danny Schlechter just called you about the movie on the credit card thing, In Debt We Trust.
Yes,
and
you just left a message.
And your question with me, do we want to book him on this show or my show?
Yeah.
Okay. We can probably get a couple interviews out of him. Why don't we book him for, I don't believe I have anybody scheduled for the National Intel Report on Monday. Let's do it Monday.
I'll see if I can do that, and we'll get his story too.
All right. Folks, and again, let me reiterate what I said earlier, that I am not in this for a big financial gain. And James here knows what my little piece of the action is going to be here. And you may think, well, gosh, somebody rolls him in $250,000 worth of credit card fees. Oh, we're going to make a lot of money off that guy's misery. No, we're not. What we are doing, I am this network, myself personally, I'm about solutions to people's problems. And we've got a major one with the economy right now, and there is no solutions for a lot of people out there. Take advantage of this. Call James Martinez today, 310-201-6536. Don't be afraid to call or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. James, I will see you tomorrow, sir.
Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.